Good morning and welcome back to the Wednesday morning edition of WSBA Morning News with Gary Sutton. It's 7:07 here on News Talk 93.9 and 910 WSBA, the main street of America. Mark McKenzie here, and I'm Gary Sutton. Glad to be with you here on a Wednesday morning. Our next guest is Representative Seth Grove, the 196th District here in Pennsylvania. He's part of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. And one of the things he wants to talk about this morning is House Bill 2029. And we don't think about human trafficking and sex slavery much here in Pennsylvania. But maybe we need to think more about it. And Seth is here this morning to tell us all about it. Seth, great to have you on the show this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
You know, what led you to be the prime sponsor on this bill, House Bill 2029, regarding human trafficking?
Yeah, so my legislative director is and his family have been very passionate advocates against ending human trafficking. So we had a bill last session to do Safe Harbor serve so victims, particularly minor victims who are wrapped up in human trafficking, mm-hmm. aren't convicted and put into jail. They get safe harbor and treat them as victims. So Jordan, my office, wanted to take a look at what else we're missing compared to other states and what more we can do for human trafficking. So go for it. It's a heinous crime. And then he reviewed some data. You know, the average age of a trafficked victim is between 12 and 14. Doesn't matter gender, doesn't matter ethnicity. And, the more he provided information on it, I'm like, we got to do something more about this. So he put together a broad plan to realign Pennsylvania law with federal law. We're missing some tools our local DAs and attorney general can utilize that the feds have. That allows them to actually prosecute and not have to kick it up to federal prosecution. We redid some stuff to protect minors under the human trafficking law. The age of a minor was 16. We increased it to 18. And then we allow them the ability to not have to testify in court. They can have a tape testimony so they don't have to go in front of their perpetrator during a court case and rehash all the trauma that they experienced. And then basically we double the penalties for individuals who want to purchase sex or other acts from a individual who is being trafficked. So really it's we're going after economic warfare. We're trying to drive down the demand in order to make it not so profitable for traffickers, and then try to reduce it through those mechanisms.
Now, I was reading where there's 152 potential cases of human trafficking reported in Pennsylvania mm-hmm. in 2016, and we know here in York County, two men were recently arrested, accused of luring women into prostitution using violence, drugs, and threats yep. to prevent mm-hmm. them from leaving. So someone might be sitting out there going, well, it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of this in Pennsylvania. And yet, I guess the fact is, maybe this is the tip of the iceberg. We don't want to get the iceberg any bigger. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, human trafficking is very, very tough. Unless investigators, police, through criminal action, go in and do an investigation, it's very tough to pinpoint this is exactly human trafficking. We did a hearing last summer in New York County, and one of the discussions, or one of the chiefs of police who was testifying, was, you know, they had a case where a drug dealer sent in an individual who couldn't afford to buy drugs anymore. They spent all their dollars. They sent him into a large retail store in the West Manchester area to go get a list of goods. And, you know, they didn't have any money, so they ended up stealing it. That individual got arrested for retail theft. But through the investigation, they found they were trafficked. They're basically being forced to do it against their will because of their addiction. So those cases happen all the time. And the other aspect is the unfair treatment within the judicial system. You have predominantly females, but there are a lot of obviously also male prostitutes. They tend to get arrested and convicted and then get upcharged on repeat accounts because of recidivism, where individuals actually purchasing the commodity are either not charged or their charges are reduced and they get ARD or something like that. So really we're trying to equalize the justice system to refocus on those who are buying the actual commodities. Because if you stem that and start focusing on that, you'll send a message that, you know, if you try to purchase an exploited individual for sexual favors, you will be arrested and convicted.
We're talking with Representative Seth Grove of the 196th District about sex trafficking. You know, the sorry part about all this, I mean, there's so many sorry parts about all this and seedy stuff, but the average age of a victim of trafficking of sex, slavery, is 12 to 14 years old. And you said it's primarily young girls. 12 to 14 years old. I mean, that is frightening to me.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, it's any age. I was just reading an article this morning about a 16-year-old boy who was missing for the past year. St. Petersburg police found him in a trailer, and he was a sex slave for an entire year.
Wow.
It happens all the time. You know, and it's just not within the slave trade industry. There's also job related stuff. People always pick on massage partners, nail salons, so forth. So there's forced labor as well component into it. You know, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. You know, from, you know, talking about an economic perspective, if you can get someone working for you for free, you know, it's all profit moving forward. And that's basically what happens. So, if we can focus on the demand side, get law enforcement active, and, you know, Dave Sunday was at our press conference. He's our York County District Attorney.
Right.
He's taking it seriously. And what's good in the discussion within the prosecutor's offices all across Pennsylvania is, you know, when they have these cases, they're setting up protocols internally to actually do the investigation side on the exploited individual to make sure that they weren't being trafficked, to make sure they can get protections and get the help they need, and then go after higher penalties to those individuals who were doing the trafficking. So those cases,
right.
It's a good new process within prosecutors' offices, and it's a good discussion to have. You know,
and people could check it out at your website at repgrove.com.
Yeah.
You're the sponsor in
yep.
the House. Kristen Phillip Hill, a new senator from the 28th, is a sponsor in the Senate. And get an eye on this, House Bill 2029. Representative Grove, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really do appreciate you taking the time on this to explain this real terrible kind of situation. Maybe not a lot right now, but let's get it while it's young and get rid of it, right?
Amen. Amen, Gary. Thank you so much, and thanks for what you do every day.
Seth, thank you. Take care. Seth Grove with us here on WSBA Morning News with Gary Sutton. Check him out at repgrove.com if you want to find out more about House Bill 2029. It's 7:14.